Hello.
Hi. Hi, is this Justin?
Yes, it's him.
Hi, Justin. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you. Thank you for asking. So I know you kind of wanted to think about things a little bit, look at a couple of things. I did want to follow up with you, see what your thoughts were, see if I could answer any questions for you.
Okay. So you'll put it on the Google deal on the top what now?
So you're going to be on the first page of the search in that local map. So the pack result that pops up right near the very top of the page, you're going to show up there as a top recommended option for really any of the keywords related to the roofing services that you provide. So as long as someone's in your service area, and again, with that, we can focus on specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where you most want to be found. Then when someone in that area does that search, your business will be one of those top options. And then, of course, that means you get more phone calls. So as long as you're picking up the phone when someone calls you, it's going to be someone who will have seen the website that we'll build for you. Or if you're still working on the website and you want to complete that website will be attached to your Google Business Profile. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. Any device that accesses the Internet, laptops, tablets, smartphones, PCs, vehicles with Internet access, you'll pop up for those types of searches.
Hey, Paul, give me just one second. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, Paul, I'm back.
All righty, perfect. So, of course, you're going to get the tracking system, too. You'll have 24/7 access to it. We call it your client dashboard. Very detailed reports, but still easy to understand, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work's coming from. Of course, the best part about it, it's month-to-month, so that means we have to get your phone ringing quickly and keep it ringing. You can pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on. You can pause it whether you get more work or need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. We don't charge you while it's paused. Of course, we don't actively optimize an update when it's paused, but we don't take anything down either. The one thing that we would not do when it was paused would be to run the Facebook ads, because that does come out of the $299 that, I got it approved at $249. So it would come out of the $249. So the Facebook ads are included as part of that. Obviously, if it's paused, we're not going to keep on running the ads, but your website would still be up there. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you come down to a downhill, you can stop pedaling and you can keep going for a while. If you're paused for a month or so, you're not going to see much of a drop in your ranking. But if it's paused for, you know, like 3-4 months, something like that, you'll slowly fall off that first page. But you'll still have an increased online presence above and beyond what you've got right now, even if you stop using the service altogether. And it is month to month, so you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved.
Okay, and then you said something about you could help do the website for me too?
We could. I mean, you know, a lot of our business owners find that they've got so many irons in the fire anyway, they don't have time to build a website on their own. We would build a website for you. It takes about, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 business days. If you can email us photos, we would add those to your website. If we include the website, it would be for the initial construction of the site, as well as the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site included as well. So that would mean, of course, that we could use photos you've already got,
And as we send you more jobs, you can obviously take more photos, videos even. We can add that to your website. There would never be any additional costs for that. Now, unless you're like real far along in building the website, we could even use the domain that you were using and just build a new website on that, and you wouldn't have to continue trying to build your own website.
Yeah, let's just do it on the one I got. That way I...
Okay.
Is that included, or do I have to pay something for that?
No, that's, well, I mean, we do sometimes charge for it, but I mean, I'm trying to make this as affordable for you as I can. That's why I kind of went out and got you the friends and family rate, and it's a new business anyway, so you're already getting a reduced rate. What is the domain of the website, or your domain that we would use for the new website?
I don't know. It's basically on Google is where I started to. I haven't done it nowhere else. I mean, I don't know what to do or how. I think it's better.
So like something like justindieroofing.com, if that's available. And that's the name of the business, right? That's how you want the company branded, Justin Die Roofing. Okay.
And that's what my Facebook page is also. If you look up Justin Die Roofing.
I did see the Facebook page. And then, of course, the number that we're speaking on, this is the number that you want your customers to call. So this is the best business number, the one you want on the website. And it is also the best number for us to reach you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's a smartphone. You can receive a text message on that number. And then... most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. It'll be your number that customers are calling. The website that we'll build then, since we're going to do that website for you, the website will also have a contact form on it. So customers can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get both a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone's trying to reach out to you. As far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Now, as far as the email address goes, is it the jmdie17@gmail.com?
No, sir. It'll be Justin Die Roofing at myyahoo.com.
Okay. And then, like I said, when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method most appropriate to the information that we are trying to get out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those? All of those?
All of them are good. You can send it to all of them.
Okay, perfect. And then the business itself is service-based, right, meaning that no one ever comes to you. There's not a physical address, not a brick-and-mortar showroom or location or anything like that that we'd be promoting for the business?
No.
Okay. I did see the 3000 North 26th Street. Is that a residence?
That's my house, yes.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah, we certainly wouldn't want to promote that. In fact, that's what Google prefers. They know that service-based businesses are run from the home, run out of the truck. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, as we mentioned, we would be able to target anywhere that you're willing and wanting to go. To the right job. We can even, you know, have you go out a little bit farther if it's like a tear off and replace. That's my other question. You do repairs and tear off replace, right? Did you have a preference of one over the other? You kind of like
it. I'll do it all. I've been doing mostly tear offs and replace, but I can do new construction, or I can do repairs also.
Okay, perfect. Good to know. Got all that in the notes here then. And then as far as, like, when you want to be found and have your customers call you, are you, like, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Anytime.
Anytime. Do you do, like emergency service, like storm damage and things like that?
I sure can.
Okay, perfect. As far as the payments that you take, is it cash, check, anything like credit card, Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
I can do, I got Cash App. I don't really prefer to use it. I'd rather go I can do that. That's fine, but you can put it in there, but I'd put it at the bottom, but I'd rather do or cash or however credit card. I don't really have nothing to do with credit card yet, so we're there.
Okay. Gotcha. All righty. I got that in the notes then, too. And we're going to have another conversation with you even later on today if you're available, but we're going to call it our client interview. Our technician's going to give you a call back to kind of verify information that I have, and then, of course, to get more information from you about, like, mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business, if you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we'll take care of that in a follow-up call. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, the other thing that I'm required to do is to read what's called a voice verification, because we're Google partners. It's required. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is the fixed flat rate, the reduced friends and family rate of $249, that the website's included, that it's month to month, etc. The voice verification is required. It's recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. And then, Justin, give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, okay, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for...
Hey, Paul. Hey,
yes,
can you hang on to...
Oh, sure, no problem. Not a problem.
If I cut you off, can you call me back, okay?
I sure will. I sure will. No problem. And it did.